Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, the XL Center was recently in the national spotlight for 2 days, Thursday and Saturday, with the NCAA regionals here. First and second rounds. Chris Lawrence is the GM of the building, and he joins us now. Mr. Lawrence, how are you, sir?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Did you finally get a chance to exhale Sunday morning and all day Sunday?
Yeah, I don't think I didn't have a pair of shoes or socks on all day. We're feeling good from the week, but it was exciting and it was fun, and I don't think we've had it any other way.
How did you think the building performed? I thought, I was there Wednesday and Thursday, and look, I'm prejudiced in favor of it. I thought, other than one small issue that affected the media greatly, I thought it was terrific.
Yeah, I thought Jay Wright had a great quote on, I think it was the practice days on Wednesday. You know, he was pretty honest in saying, look, the building's, it's not luxurious and it's not a palace, but it's a great place to play basketball. And I thought that really kind of summed it up. You know, a lot of its little flaws certainly were exposed a little bit, and it really got pushed over the couple days, but yeah, it held up. And, you know, I think all in all, people had a really good time.
Jay, how much of the festivities downtown, the Pratt Street, whatever it may be, were you involved in that at all?
Yeah, secondarily. We certainly had conversations and helped promoting and ideas to make sure that we weren't stepping on each other. You know, I think there was a lot of the downtown and a lot of the regional authorities and groups that really stepped up and worked on this together collectively for a while, probably, you know, over a year.
Wow.
To make sure that everything was, you know, pulling in conjunction with each other, whether it's the police department, whether it's reaching out to, you know, contractors to make sure that there's no construction work going on downtown that would even further gridlock traffic, you know, little things like that that you just have to be aware of. But there was a lot of people involved in every aspect of the whole event.
Did you have to hire extra people to work concessions and security and that kind of thing to handle the crowds?
Full house.
Yeah, I mean, look, especially once, I mean, we knew going into it that there was going to be a tight turnaround on Thursday. I mean, everybody's kind of faced with that. But then once the game times came out late Sunday night, you know, Monday we got on the phone and we basically doubled a lot of our cleaning staff, our custodians, extra security. We thought creatively about how to open up a couple doors that we typically don't even need to utilize, just to go ahead and handle the volume of the traffic, working with the fire marshal to ensure that we can kind of have a maximum number of entrances open. I think that's always a point of contention that I see and hear, and I think it was really exposed on, you know, on Thursday night, trying to get people in for the Nova game was,
right,
you don't have all the entrances open. Well, you know, just because there's 40 doors at an entrance doesn't mean we can have all of them open.
When right,
you start looking at egress and what needs to happen. 20 years ago, that was probably the case. And when the building was constructed, you know, it was really situated to have people come up to a door, rip a ticket, and let them in. And unfortunately, that's not the world we live in right now. So trying to bottleneck all those people into, you know, into tight quadrants to get them in, it's just not made for that. It's not set up for that, and there's not a lot of buildings that are, but with ours dumping out into the sidewalks, it's extra challenging.
Hey Jay, what kind of feedback did you get? Because as you know, this was the first time in 20 years that we actually, you know, had people. I mean, you know, we actually had this event. We've done, you know, for the AAC tournament and other things like that, but Chris, what did you hear from people?
I think all in all, people were really, really happy. I mean, the buzz and the energy in the building, even on Wednesday during practice days, it was vibrant. And I thought it was great to see that extend even outside the four walls of the building. Like you mentioned, the stuff that was going on Pratt Street and Street with a lot of the restaurants and bars. It was palpable. You could see it. You could feel it. The energy and everybody was talking about it, you know, whether it was media or whether it was just, you know, conversations. It was exciting, and I think people were energized. And I think sometimes we're our own worst enemies, whether it's the city or whether it's when you talk about the building specifically.
Yep.
You know, it has its flaws, like I said. But all in all, you know, it was a great weekend. It was a great event, and you know, I think it's really going to springboard things, and hopefully, continue to be in the conversation here to get it where it needs to be.
So.
Yeah, and the important thing that people have to understand is the schedules made by CBS and the NCAA rubber stamps it, that the XL Center in the city had nothing to do with that quick turnaround on Thursday night. And I think everybody knew that. I mean, Jay Wright knew it when he mentioned about the building being half full. He fully understood why that was. And I thought you got people in extremely quickly once you were able to get people out from the first session and clean it up. I mean, I thought that was a great job that you people did.
Yeah, I mean, it was scheduled to be, I think, 50 minutes or 45, 50
which
minutes.
Which is stupid, which makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, based on a two-hour game, it was going to be a 50-minute window, and that even got condensed a little bit once, I think it was the Murray State Marquette game. I think it ended just after 7,
yep.
And except for the Nova game was at 7:45, and they kept get those people out, and they weren't leaving because they wanted to see that kid play.
Yeah,
which was great, and then to get them out, clean it, get it back in. I mean, we were anybody you can think of was helping cleaning to try to get that stuff done. In hindsight, that's probably the only other option we had was
right. Don't
clean it, and then it's hey, you open up for dirty buildings. So.
No, you don't want to do that.
For the most part, people get it, and they understand it. And look, if I was a ticket holder and I was stuck in that, I'd be frustrated as well, too. So I'm not trying to disparage that. But, at the same time, I think for the most part, people kind of understood the circumstances. It didn't make them any happier, but
they
understood it. And they were able to get in and see most of the game for the Nova game.
Hey, Chris, here's a question, but, our producer, Matt, was down for the Fleetwood Mac show. What else do you have coming up at the XL?
Yeah, so things are, things kind of quiet down a little bit for us here as hockey starts to end. There's 4 or 5 Wolfpack games left. Obviously, UConn and all those events, the basketball games are done now for a little while. We have a couple family shows in May, a big WWE pay-per-view show.
Oh, yeah.
In May. And then we're actually transitioning right now over to NCAA lacrosse over at the Rent because that's May 19th.
Well,
Sunday,
right.
May 19th, we'll have that.
So yeah, that's going to be exciting.
Fun. Yeah, it'll be kind of the launching pad for 21 and 22 when we host the Final Four. So it'll be cool to see that up and running. And, so that's where our focus is kind of shifting there now.
It'll be great. I mean, and again, my only, I thought, like I said, congratulations. The building was great, and once you got the wireless thing settled so I didn't have to listen to all my colleagues complain, things went great. So
I've never heard the media complain about
never. Hey, thanks for a few minutes, Chris. We really appreciate it.
You got it. My pleasure, guys.
All right, thanks.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.